Legal Experts, a podcast series from Radio Verulam in association with Stowe Family Law. In episode 23, Phil Richards talks to Claire McParland about death of a partner during divorce, claims on a business on divorce, agreement to a divorce, children's wishes on where to live after a divorce, and claiming on future income after a divorce.
Radio Verulam with Claire McParland from Stowe Family Law now, and welcome back to the programme. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah,
you
pretty
nice
good.
Summer?
Yeah, it was pretty nice, wasn't it? But it's all gone. It's all gone.
I know, yeah. I'm starting thinking about Christmas now.
Oh, dear, don't. Right, let's dive straight in. My husband has died from a short illness halfway through our divorce. What happens now?
So it depends whether a financial order has been made or not. If it has been made, then it can be enforced as a debt against the husband's estate. If there is no financial order, then you'll need to see if you're provided for in the husband's will. And if not, then a claim can be made under the Inheritance Act 1975 in capacity as a surviving spouse. There's lots of different factors that would be taken into account, but that's the route to take in those circumstances.
Right. Now, I'm divorcing my wife, and I run a small business, and I do that with three friends who are all directors of the company. My friends are concerned that my wife may have a claim on our business as part of the divorce settlement, and they're just worried about, you know, being ruined, the company. What's the situation here, Claire?
Okay, so the wife does potentially have an interest in the husband's share of the company. So it's not the whole company, it's just that share. It doesn't necessarily mean that the business will be sold or ruined, and it shouldn't affect the business partner's shares. A sale is extremely rare for the court to do, so I think that's the reassurance that I could offer. The wife would have to show how the claims could be met without damaging the business as well, and it would normally just be taken into account as part of the overall financial settlement, and the court will need to look at everything together, really.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to advise without knowing more of the circumstances. But what I think he needs to do here is just get some advice and go through everything together, and then more specific advice can be given.
But it's only on his share, so they needn't be too worried, should they?
No, I mean, I'm not saying it can't be sold, but it's extremely rare for that to happen. It would just be taken into account as part of the overall financial settlement, and it's only his share.
Right, now, I want to divorce my husband of 5 years. Don't like him anymore. Oh, dear. He says he'll never grant me a divorce. I recently read in a newspaper article that there's new legislation that means that you don't have to give a reason for divorce and you can push it through anyway. Can you tell us about that?
Well, we are waiting for the legislation to be passed. It hasn't been passed. It's been talked about a lot. Now that Parliament are back, hopefully they might deal with it sometime soon. But for now, unfortunately, it hasn't been passed. It will be, you know, how long is a piece of string, really.
Yeah.
It just depends how long they take it to deal with it. The current laws demand proof that a marriage has broken down irretrievably. And there are five different ways to prove that. Three of them are based on periods of separation of 2 years or more, but there are two other facts, which are adultery and behaviour. So I think in these circumstances, the wife could rely on the behaviour to be able to start the divorce proceedings if she wants to do it quickly.
Okay. My husband and I are divorcing and have left it to our children to decide who they wish to live with in the future. Will the court be able to consider the wishes of our children?
So the court's concern is the child's welfare, and there's a number of factors that they would look at to assess that. Wishes and feelings is one of those factors dependent on age and maturity, but it is only one factor, and there are several other factors that they would look at and assess before they would make a decision. And ultimately, it really just comes back to what's in the best interest of the child and their welfare.
Right. We're with So Family Laws, Claire McParland. And if you do want to contribute onto the programme with your questions, do remember to give us a call on 839-926 for another week. Final question then, Claire. I'm a record producer, divorcing, and I'm likely to receive royalties until the rest of my life, or to the end of my life. Will my wife be able to claim a proportion of the future income?
So it's like any other form of property, really. It has, you know, a potential value. It would need to be valued as part of the proceedings. Probably there would need to be an expert to value it, and potentially the wife can make a claim. They're quite complex to deal with intellectual property issues. It can be quite complicated. So again, same as the other question, I think really expert advice would be needed on this point to give better advice, and you'd need to know the whole financial circumstances.
All right. Thank you very much again. Lovely to chat again, Claire. Claire
McParland. Thank you very much.
All right. Cheers. Speak again. Bye-bye. Next month. Cheers then.
Bye.